Welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. This week, we have our weekly check-ins. We have our special segment, Gripe Water, where we complain about some seriously terrifying situations. And we close with our BFPs and BFNs for the week. Let's get to it. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is episode 75. Shauna, hello.
Hi.
How are you doing? Tell me what's going on with you guys this week.
I feel like a drained, crazy, exhausted, stressed woman.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, that's fun. Well, you know, the time change happened this weekend.
It did. We're recording in the past, listeners. In
yes,
the past.
Yes.
Or maybe they're in the future. Whoa.
They're in the future. Maybe we're just in a different dimension.
What?
I don't know.
Yes, but the time change did happen.
It did. Daylight savings time ended, and we live in California, so this affects us, and it pisses me off.
Yeah.
Every year, I just hate it. I grew up in Arizona, where I never had to endure this crap, and I moved here, and I was like, wait, why is it all of a sudden getting dark at like 4:45 p.m. now? So I already hated it, right? And now that I have kids, Laura, this is your first year with a baby and the time change. It's a nightmare, am I right?
Fuck daylight savings time. That's all I have to say. Oh my God. What an actual clusterfuck.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, not only is it just does it get dark so damn early, it totally messes with bedtime and nap times. Like, my family's been getting up at the 5 o'clock hour in the morning for the last several days, and it's making everyone just like absolutely wild maniacs.
Well, because they don't know. They don't know that the government has decided there's some arbitrary day where you move the clocks back. They're just like, well, this is when I get up. And then you have to be like, well, no, but mommy and daddy have to go to work at the same time as every other freaking week. And, you know, so that means we have to go to bed earlier. And they're like, why? Why?
Yeah. No, they totally don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just, it's so awful. So that was just like the kickstart to the week. And then, you know, so I am chagrined to report that Cece's pterodactyl scream is back. If you recall, she has had this charming personality quirk since she was born, really. And it is back. And it is like insane how loud and ear-piercing it is. Like, if she's disgruntled, if I pick her up, you know, and she wants to go one direction, I pick her up. It's just like, I'm not going to do it now because I don't want to destroy your eardrums. But, I mean, it is just, it stresses me out so much and puts knots in my stomach.
It is voluminous. I'm not going to lie. Like, she has some real lungs on her. It's impressive. So, I'm surprised it went away and came back. Is it like she forgot she could do it and then she's like, oh, wait.
Mm-hmm.
It's daylight savings week. What else could I do?
Yeah, exactly. Like, she's feeling kind of like, you know, disrupted. And then she did that and was like, oh, that's cool. And it made her feel good. I don't know. So anyway, so that's back. And then I had a day the other day and I actually saw you for lunch this day. And I was a frazzled mess when I came to lunch late because I had been to the doctor with Cece that morning to check on her ear infection. And the doctor looked in her ear and was like, the left ear looks great. And looked in the other one and was like, I can't see the eardrum because there's so much earwax in here. I was like, what? She's like, we need to get a nurse in to clean this out. That's not fun. Okay. Let me tell you, this is not a fun thing to endure with your 11-month-old. She's 11 months old. I don't know if I mentioned that.
Oh, yeah. No. Wasn't it her 11-month birthday this week?
Yes. Yes. So she is 11 months now, which is wild.
That's so fun. But back to the earwax.
Oh my God. So the nurse comes in with like a giant spray bottle that you would like use to clean like your home and this attachment to like this tube attached to it. And she's like, just lay the baby down and like try to squirt this shit in her ear.
No problem.
And of course, Cece is screaming, pterodactyl scream. crying, wriggling. And the nurse is like, well, I need more help. And she had to leave, come back, bring another doctor. She's like, anyone who's available. She pulled in another doctor to hold her head. I held her legs and body. And this nurse like squirted this squirt bottle in her ear. And I'm just seeing like chunks of earwax fall out.
Oh, well, that's satisfying though.
That was satisfying.
I don't know. Maybe people think that's gross, but I'm like a picker. That would have made my day.
I am not a picker. That grosses me out. But for some reason, I was like very happy to see that. At least I felt like it was worth it, what we were doing.
Yeah.
The torture was worth it. And, Cece was just like so upset. And then I had to wait for my doctor to come back in. So we had to wait like another 20 minutes. And she looked in the air and she's like, it's fine. I was like, okay, cool. Well, bye. And ran to lunch.
Can I tell you something that will probably piss you off that my mom just taught me? So she came over with her otoscope recently because, you know, she's a doctor and she just has these things. She always comes over with like her fancy stethoscope that's like Bluetooth enabled.
You're so lucky. Oh my God. What?
Yeah, it records. It can record heartbeats and lung sounds and then like you can send it to your phone. Although she doesn't quite remember how to do it ever. So we just listen. But it also amplifies the sound like digitally so you can hear it really loud. It's very cool. And then she brings her otoscope to look in his ears and his eyes. And so she brought it over because, you know, he had had that ear infection and I'm always worried because he had no symptoms of the ear infection. So when she's in town, I'm like, bring your otoscope. So she brought it and she looked in his ears and she's like, you know what? There's a lot of wax in here. I can barely see. But that's a good sign because usually if there's that much wax, it means there's no ear infection because the heat from an ear infection melts the wax.
What?
I have no idea if this is like older doctor experience or if that's even, you know, holds true. But she was like, yeah, I wouldn't worry about it. Usually if there's a big ear infection in an ear, you won't see a lot of wax because it's like melted away. So
okay, well, the doctor could have used that method on Cece instead of shooting her up with a bathroom cleaner sized sprayer.
To be fair, that might be like, we don't have any other reason to suspect it, and I'm not going to like bother cleaning out your baby's ear, you know, type medicine, not like the actual go to the doctor type medicine, but there you have it.
Fascinating. Oh, very
Lunch was delicious, though.
Lunch was delicious and and fun. But one little thing to add to this day is for some reason, on top of all of this, I was like, it's a great day for me to go pick up my three-year-old early from preschool and we can have a girls' day together the rest of the afternoon. I'm like just drained thinking about how this day turned out.
I love your optimism, though. You're like, I'm really tired. I just had to wrestle my pterodactyl screaming baby for no reason. And now I'm going to add an almost four-year-old on top of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So it started out fine. She was very happy to see me. And we like went to Menchie's and got some ice cream. And Elle started acting a little weird. And then I was like, let's go to the library. And we went to the library. And I swear, this is all because of the damn time change. You know, it's like dark out. It's getting dark. But we're trying to like have a good time at the library. And it just turns into complete chaos. Like there's kids playing with the blocks in the kids area. And I was like, why isn't that kid sharing with me? And I was like, I don't know. I guess that kid just doesn't want to share. Like I said that out loud, passively aggressively, so the mom could hear. But the mom's not doing anything. And then Cece has a ginormous poop, which is fine, but I didn't bring any diaper bag into the library. So I had to drag both kids out to the parking lot, change her in the trunk, while Elle is like, you know, scaring the shit out of me, like running around the car. Like, I'm like, get back here. You know, we're in a parking lot. And then we get back into the library. And Cece wants to crawl away, you know, out of the kids' area. And I'm like, no, come here. All I do is gently pick her up to redirect her. And she goes, ah! And like the pterodactyl scream in my ear, the whole library, like looking over at me. I'm like hot sweating, like so embarrassed by this. And then Elle, for some reason, she's just like decides that she needs to spit on the library floor a couple times.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, what are you doing? What, just don't do that. And then I'm going to check out the books, and she's like spits on the floor right in front of the librarian. I'm like, oh, my God, do you have a tissue? And like I had to wipe up spit off the floor with the tissue. Cece's crying, and then Elle's like just gets on her like hands and feet and like crab walks backwards out of the library. And I'm like, what is going on?
Like she's from The Ring or something.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Oh, my God. I was like, I've never been so happy to get the hell out of a place before. I just felt like every eye was on me, and I felt like I was just failing as a mom to keep the shit together with these kids. And like, oh, my God. So, yeah, that's the kind of week I've had.
That sounds like a lot. It also sounds like you actually handled it quite well, despite...
Aw, thanks.
No, I mean, really, you were still trying to, like, gently redirect instead of just being like, I'm picking you up, you know what I mean?
True,
like,
true.
I think you did your best, and I'm sure the girls actually probably had fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I think they did. They love the library. It's just, I'm like, I don't know what I would do if I was a stay-at-home mom with both the girls all the time. Like, my mom is a hero for taking care of me and my brother, you know? I'm just like, they're wonderful. I love my kids to death, but wow, you get them together sometimes, especially after a time change, and it is just slightly traumatizing.
What's the age difference between you and your brother?
3 years, same.
Oh, so it's exactly the same.
Mm-hmm, or yeah. Less, yeah.
Yeah, your mom is really great.
I know, she really is. I love her. Oh my God. Anyway, then enough about me. What about you? How has the time change affected you guys? How old's your baby? What's going on?
So my baby is 10 months old this week.
Woohoo.
And yeah, he did not love that time change either. He just was waking up around 5 a.m., which is to be expected. Here's the main problem though, is that we were pushing, like I was trying to be really organized about it and push his bedtimes later and later and later so that we could, you know, have him on the actual schedule. And I actually almost got there.
Mm-hmm.
But then Corey and I had a date night planned for his birthday. And I didn't want to have someone else, this in this case, it was my mother-in-law, do the whole bedtime routine because it's a lot. It's like the bath and the singing and all that stuff. And, you know, it's just easier if we do the bedtime routine. And we were going to go see a show. We were going to Mike Birbiglia's The New One, which, mm-hmm. by the way, I think you can watch on Netflix now. By the time this episode comes out, it should be on Netflix because I looked it up. And I highly recommend it because it's about Mike Birbiglia having a baby, basically, or his wife having a baby. And it's really funny and very relatable. Like, I do think that our listeners would find it very relatable. So the show started at 8, and it's about 15 minutes away. So I was like, perfect. You know, he usually goes to bed 7 o'clock. We can do the whole bedtime routine. And then, you know, my mother-in-law can just be watching the monitor and chilling out. And I don't have to worry about her, like, wrestling him in the bath and all that stuff. But then I was like, oh, crap, if our little, like, pushing the wake times later is working out, that means she would have to do it.
Oh, right.
I made an executive decision, and I was like, I think it would be worse to have someone else do his routine. Because mm-hmm. when we've done that, and it's happened, we've had to have someone else do his routine, he ends up not, like, falling asleep as well. And it's traumatizing for everyone because he's, like, crying and, you know – for us, we know to do the pop-ins and stuff, but, like, it's a lot to ask the grandmas to listen to the baby crying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not in their nature. My mom does not let it happen, so, and I know that for a fact. Like, she will go in and swoop in and pick him up and bring him out to watch Sesame Street or Jeopardy or something.
But the sleep training!
Yeah, I know. So anyway, so I made the decision, we'll just put him to bed at like 7:15 and then go to our show, and which we did. And that worked out great. But then he wasn't on a new schedule. So,
yeah.
Yeah, he's just been waking up early this week. What are you going to do? I mean, I don't have a job to go to, so it's not as big of a deal, I guess. But
mm-hmm.
I love all these people on the internet were like, yay, an extra hour of sleep. And I was like, you clearly don't have kids.
Yeah, no.
I used to be that person. Mm-hmm. No, like no shade. Like I know I used to love that extra hour of sleep, but yeah, not my reality anymore. But anyway, so yes, that affected us for sure. Otherwise, this week, so my baby is like on the go. He is climbing over everything with his new thing. So he's crawling. He's been crawling for a while. But his new thing is that he's learning how to climb. And when I say climb, I mean he's learning how to rock climb out of his yes space.
Oh my gosh, you have a climber?
Did I send you a picture of this? He will latch, you know, like get like handholds at the top of the gate. And you know, we have these gates that are kind of latticed. So he can like get his hands up in it. And then he is, and at first I was like, oh, you know, he's just reaching up. But then he managed to pull himself up, like pull up style. And get a little toe hold.
Oh my
And I'm like, holy shit, he's going to get over this thing. So now I have to watch him really closely. I don't even know if the yes space is like worth it anymore.
Yeah. Oh no.
And I didn't think he'd go vertical before he went horizontal. Like he's not close to walking. He hovers. He'll let go and hover for like 2 or 3 seconds for standing. But that's it. Like he doesn't try. He doesn't even really push the little walker that much. Like he can, but he doesn't. He's not that interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he is going to be a rock climber before he's a walker, apparently.
Yeah, which also means he might climb out of that crib.
Well, here's the thing. The crib has vertical slats, and he's in a sleep sack. So
oh, yeah, that's trickier for sure.
It's definitely trickier, and that's part of the reason I'm keeping the sleep sack. And also, I think he hasn't realized he can try. Maybe it's because of the vertical slats, but he's just barely realized he can stand up in the crib, and I'm keeping it that way.
Yeah.
I'm not encouraging him, so yeah. But woof.
Oh,
I don't know what,
man.
What I do if he crawls out of the crib.
I guess transition him to the toddler bed.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I remember Elle climbed out of the crib once and flopped on the ground.
Oh, my God.
And never did it again. Like, she learned her lesson. She was like, oh, that sucks. And stayed in her crib for a long time. Thank God.
We have hardwood floors around his crib. Like, part of me thinks we should start putting some spare pillows around.
Yeah.
Oh, but anyway. So that's fun. I'm proud of him for being so physical, but also terrified.
Yeah.
And then the other thing we did this week that was really fun is we went to the aquarium.
Ooh, awesome. In Long Beach?
Yeah. So yeah, my mother-in-law, she lives in Long Beach, and part of her gift for Corey's birthday was that she wanted to take us all to the aquarium. I had never been there either. It's so fun. It's the Aquarium of the Pacific, and it's huge. And oh my God, my baby friggin' loved it.
Aww.
Like every bit of it he was into. He just kept like, his thing right now is that if he sees something he likes, he puts his little arm out and just goes, eh, eh.
Aww.
And he was just doing that to everything. He was like, eh, eh. And then he would like look the other direction and be like, eh, eh. It was so freaking
cute.
We got to see all the fish. We saw sharks. We saw manta rays. We saw penguins. It was really fun. He really liked the otter. There was like an otter show. It wasn't like they weren't doing tricks, but the aquarium workers, I don't know, they're not zookeepers. I don't know what you'd call them, but they were like feeding the otters. And he was really into that. So it was fun. We didn't get to stay too long because, you know, he doesn't have a very long shelf life when it comes to staying awake. But it was really, really fun to go down there. And I'm so glad we did it.
Cool. Oh, that's inspiring me to go down there. I'm just so intimidated by the length of the drive. I feel like it's an out-of-town adventure. Like, I need to stay the night down there.
Well, for you especially, I mean, you're an extra, what, 30 minutes probably away from there. So for us, it's kind of a quick trip down a freeway that doesn't have a lot of traffic. And, you know, because Corey's mom is there, it gives us a lot of extra incentive to go down. So, but we definitely sit, like one of us sat in the back seat with the baby and, you know, he wasn't super jazzed about the drive. We tried to time it so that he'd sleep on the way back and it kind of worked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he slept a little bit, but my way of thinking about it, you know, I try to remind myself that schedules are good and he thrives on a, you know, predictable schedule, but also there are special days, right?
Yeah.
And this was one of those special days. So, you know, we kind of pushed his wake window a little bit and he was a little grumpy in the car, but, you know, it was all because we were doing something special and fun with grandma and for dad's birthday. So, yeah.
Cool. Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah. Anyway, do you want to take a break real quick and then we'll come back with our very special segment?
Let's do it. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why Storyworth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give Storyworth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to storyworth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted Storyworth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/BFP.
That's storyworth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
We're back, And this week's special segment is Gripe Water, where Laura and I share our gripes about parenting, babies, what have you. Laura, what's been really eating at you lately?
Oh, I'm so glad we get to talk about this because I've been wanting to complain about this. I've been wanting a venue to complain about this for ages, ever since I had my freaking baby.
Uh-huh.
And my gripe is babies crying in TV commercials.
Okay. Tell me more.
I only get to watch TV when the baby's asleep, right? We don't do screen time. And so, like, when the baby's napping, I'll maybe, like, throw the TV on. Or definitely after the baby's gone to bed for the night, like, Corey and I will relax into our couch and finally, like, have some quality time watching our favorite television shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed now, I never noticed before, that there are a lot of commercials that include the sound of babies crying. And when you are listening carefully to the fucking baby monitor, trying to make sure your baby isn't crying, they are very confusing. And I can't tell you how many times I've been like, wait, what? Is that? Oh, no, that's on the TV. Like, Corey, I'll just be like, wait. And Corey be like, on the TV. So I have a couple examples here.
Okay.
I'm going to play. Just listeners, just so you know, I'm not screwing you over. This is on your podcast. This is not your baby monitor. Okay. So this is an Amazon commercial.
You good?
Yeah. Alexa, turn it up.
Here's your reminder. Laura says the teething ring is in the freezer.
God.
Okay, so the baby crying. I'm gonna stop. So also, this is a really rude commercial because it's like all about how Laura is, some woman named Laura is using her Amazon Alexa or Echo or whatever the hell they're called to tell her husband how to parent their baby. Corey saw it and was like, I feel targeted.
Yeah.
By this commercial. Okay, so there's that one. That was a short one. And then there's also this Whirlpool one.
Bibs.
Right? Okay, so then it goes on to talk about how, like, you know, the Whirlpool fucking washer dryer is really great for babies.
I have say, though, the strategy of getting the parents' attention to look at that commercial.
True. That has to be why. That has to be why.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, they are tuned in to baby cries.
Yes.
They will pay attention to this commercial.
Yep.
And I'm always like turning the monitor on to see it. And I will also say that I don't know if it's just because I'm like hypersensitive. And I would love to hear from listeners about this because in addition to actual babies crying in commercials and like shows and movies and stuff, I have discovered that when you're watching sports, the cheers and stuff in the background from the crowd sound a lot like a baby's cry. And I want to know if I'm like hallucinating or if I'm just looking for it or I'm like, because I feel like I get auditory hallucinations. Oh God, especially when the baby wasn't sleeping, like when we were doing like up every 2 hours,
mm-hmm.
I would get auditory hallucinations of the baby crying. Like mm-hmm. the white noise would mix with my brain and I would just hear things that weren't there. So maybe that's what's going on, but I want to know.
Go ahead.
No, I just want to know if other people are having the same problem.
Well, I think that some, I don't know about sports specifically because I don't watch very many sports, but I know that like when I'm listening to music or something, there will be a certain note or a certain tone that's just like the right tone that kind of matches the tone of the baby's cry. And so there must be something like that too in the sports crowd that's kind of just like right there in that range that kind of just like hits that same tone and like makes you perk up. Because I have definitely done that. Like we'll be watching TV and or something, you know, and I'll be like, oh my God, look at the monitor. And it's like, oh, nope. That was just in the show or in the song or whatever.
And I'm not the one watching the sports generally, so I'll be like off like puttering around, you know, cleaning up the kitchen or doing my own thing. And that's even worse because you're not paying attention. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, wait, what? Who's that? Huh? What? And I don't think non-parents understand like the adrenaline spike you get.
I sure didn't before I had kids.
Yeah. And I mean, it's a mix of emotions. It's not just like, oh God, the baby's it's like disappointment.
Oh, they're up
grief.
Already.
I mean, especially if it's only been like 15 minutes,
oh,
right?
Oh God, yes.
Like
terror.
No one can explain to you how devastating it is to have a baby start crying like 15 minutes after they've gone down for their nap until you've experienced it.
I shudder. Chills, I shudder right? to think.
So anyway, yeah.
My gripe that's not cool. Not
are all
cool.
those sounds. Mm-hmm. Even if they're auditory hallucinations. I'm still mad at them. So, okay. Oh, that feels so good to get off my chest.
Shake it off.
Whew, shake it off. Shake it off. That's one of the songs on our baby dance party playlist. So we listen to it.
Oh, fun.
Okay. All right. Shauna, now that I am cleansed, would you like to share your gripe with us?
Yes, definitely. Okay, so, you know, I like to go walking around the neighborhood a lot with mm-hmm. Cece in her little pink car, mm-hmm. and really, there's no parks near us, so we just kind of walk around the shopping center.
The amazing shopping center that I'm always jealous of.
There are a lot of stores to walk in and out of, and so this is kind of twofold. First, the time change has really fucked us here again, because, you know, we used to, like, walk at the end of the day before the sun mm-hmm. went down. So I'd walk at like 5, like kind of that witching hour where we're really bored. So now we have to walk earlier and earlier. And when I discovered that when I walk around 3 o'clock, which is kind of prime time for the walk now, the high school that's nearby, just a couple blocks away mm-hmm. from my beloved shopping center, has just released its students. And they overflow my shopping center. Which is fine, you know, and I think part of my gripe is, like, at myself, like, I'm angry at how disturbed I am by being, like, flooded by, like, kind of cool-looking high school kids that make me feel old. I think that might be a lot of it. Like, they walk in packs, they're walking home, they all wear, like, you know, just, like, dark clothes, neutral clothes, and there's just no chill about me and Cece walking in this pink car. She's all bundled up for winter with this, like,
oh
pink
my god,
hat
that has to be
pom-poms.
Adorable.
It is adorable, and I kind of love walking her around and showing her off when it's not high school let out time, because, like, the older crowd, the boomers, the grandparents love this, right? They all smile at her and, like, you know, and I'm just like, yeah, that's my cute baby. But, like, the high schoolers walk by and they do not care about my cute baby. I'm wearing a pink beanie hat. I'm walking my girl in a pink car in her pink outfit. It's just too much. And I just start feeling so self-aware. And I'm just like, God, I'm not cool. I'm so damn old.
It totally triggers all your insecurities from high school again.
Oh, my God. I'm like, why aren't these high school kids paying attention to me and, like, goo-goo-guying over my baby? And I'm just, yes. Yeah. So I think a lot of my gripe is not even about the kids, because I love high school kids, actually. I taught high school kids at an SAT prep school for, like, 11 years. And so I don't have a lot of the, like, I don't hold a lot of the stereotypes that I think some people do about young kids and stuff, because I've really seen, like, that they are amazing. But it's kind – those stereotypes are kind of coming back now as I walk around. I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, they're just, like, oh, so too cool, so grumpy. Are they going to be causing trouble in my neighborhood? And I'm like, Shauna, what the fuck? Like, what are you? You're old lady. I just feel like an old lady, basically, in every way.
I understand. This totally reminds me – do you know that John Mulaney bit – uh-huh. where he talks about how, like, 13-year-olds are the scariest people in the world.
Oh, my God. Yes. I forgot that. Can we play a clip of that?
Yes, we can. Here, okay. Let me pull it up. It's from his special New in Town, which I'm uh-huh. sure you can watch on the internet or Netflix or somewhere. Just look it up. But New in Town. Also, if you don't know who John Mulaney is, he's freaking hilarious. Great comic.
Love him.
But he has this bit that I think of every time I see a group of high schoolers or middle schoolers. Ready? Here we go.
13-year-olds are the meanest people in the world. They terrify me to this day. If I'm on the street on, like, a Friday at 3 p.m. and I see a group of 8th graders on one side of the street, I will cross to the other side of the street. Because 8th graders will make fun of you, but in an accurate way.
Oh, John, I feel so seen.
So this is, you're not the only one, Shauna.
He even says 3 o'clock, right? That is the hour.
That is the hour. They're all, like, free. I remember that feeling, right? You're like, mm-hmm. I'm free from school. I'm going to go fuck shit up, you know? It's like,
yes. And I really think he hit the nail on the head with, like, they'll make fun of you for anything. Or, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I feel like. I'm just a prime target for being made fun of by cool young kids. Like, old frumpy mom walking her girl, all gender biased in her little pink car, you know, just like so self-conscious. And I hate that I am. I just hate it.
I know. I feel the exact same way. The reason I remember that clip when you mentioned this topic is because I think about it every time I see a pack of kids, because I'm like, they're judging me. It's so weird how I'm fucking 37 years old. Uh-huh. Like, and I don't think I care. Like, that's the thing. If an adult came up to me and was like, I don't like your clothes, I'd be like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. But a 13-year-old, I'd be like, but my mom picked them out. You know?
I think it is, because it like kind of brings us back to, you know, when we were younger, and maybe like I was not the coolest, but I wasn't the worst as far as cool goes. But, you know, I had those insecure moments in junior high and high school and stuff. So it kind of like brings you back to there and reminds you now of how old you are. And it's just, I don't know. It's Shauna, very mixed emotions.
I totally agree. I totally understand. I also think we might have to share pictures of ourselves from middle school on our Instagram and let our listeners judge how cool we were.
I have such a classic sixth grade picture. It is bananas embarrassing. I don't
know. Is that
even
the one with the bangs?
Yeah.
I've seen this one. It's good. Yeah.
And the glasses. I mean, my glasses took up about 75% of my face. They were so fucking big.
They're probably cool again, though. I feel like everything from that era is now like hip and in again.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. There is that. Oh, my God. So All right. Maybe we'll share those. But that's
keep an eye on our Instagram, listeners.
Yes, yes. Okay, I feel better too.
Well, I think you should confront these children, because you're cool. You have a popular podcast on parenting.
Oh, my goodness. All right, should we take a break and move on to the BFPs and BFNs?
Let's do it.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor, and I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important, and therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although, of course, it is helpful in those situations, too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LOLAVIE.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. And we're back for our big fat positives or big fat negatives of the week. Shauna, do you have a BFP or a BFN for us?
I have a BFP.
Yay.
Yay. So despite all of the chaos of the week, something really adorable has started happening in my house. And I just love it. It's so cute. So we have a piano. What's it called? An upright piano?
An upright piano, yes.
Yeah. Steve surprised me with a piano for Christmas when we first moved into the house. I grew up like playing the piano. Not great or anything, but, you know, I learned to read music and play piano and really enjoyed it as a little side hobby. And so we got one. It's mostly stood ignored in our house the last few years, just because we've been so busy and everything. But lately, Cece has been toddling over to the piano and playing the piano, and it's so
cute.
She, like, reaches up. She's so curious about it, right? She, like, looks up. She reaches up her, like, fat little hand and, like, sticks it up on the keys and, like, taps it, and she gets so excited. And then she turns her head and looks at me, like, with an excited face. I'm like, yeah, you're playing the piano. And it's just, I don't know, it's so cute. Like, her first introduction to musical instrument that maybe she'll play when she's older. I don't know.
And so, she's doing it on her own volition, which is very cool.
Yes.
You know, she's crawling over. Mm-hmm. And it's not like you're sitting down with her and she's just banging on the keys. Like, she's choosing to go play the piano.
That's what's so cute about it. Like, occasionally we will sit there, you know, and like do it together. But specifically, what really brings me joy is when she discovers it on her own and taps the keys and everything. And in general, that's just brought more attention to the piano. Like, now Elle has shown more interest in it, and she'll like sit down and like tap stuff out, and she's becoming less of like the just like bang on the keys kind of thing, and she's doing stuff with a little more intention, and she likes to sing along, and it's so sweet and cute. And I've like gotten out the old music. You gave me a bunch of old piano music.
Yeah, I found them. My mom gave me like a box of old stuff, and inside there was just like a massive pile of totally random sheet music, right? But I don't have a piano. I don't have room for a piano. I am intensely jealous of your piano, because I would love to have a piano in the house. I same as you. I grew up playing it, not well, but you know, well enough to read music and learn some songs. And you know, I still, to this day, I can read the music and sort of tinker along with it. And if I had a piano, I think I would play it a lot. So I wish we had room. We just have nowhere to put it.
Yeah,
it's
that's
hard
tough.
In a small house. Yeah.
Well, maybe one day you guys can, because it is a really nice thing. So I got out a book of music that you gave us. It's kind of like, you know, learn the piano, and there's little songs. And Elle's like, what's that? Like, what's the music notes? What's that song? And I like play it for her, and she's like amazed that I can do this, right? It's like just makes me feel real good about myself.
Magical skill.
Magical skill. Like, Steve can play the piano. He's very musical, but he doesn't read notes. Like, I can kind of cold read like a little easy song, and he can't do that. Sorry, Steve, I'm not throwing you under the bus. It just is what it is. And so she asked him to do this, and he, like, you know, was kind of tinkering, couldn't figure it out. She's like, no, Daddy, no. Mommy, you come do it. You come do it. That was a high point in my week.
Anytime your child chooses you over your partner.
Yeah. I felt so good about that, good about my choice in life to learn music when I was a child, learn to read. So, yeah, it's all really fun. Speaking of your old random music, one of my favorite things in that stack is like a book of like 80s TV show theme songs.
No, you're kidding. Oh, my God.
It's so hilarious. I don't know, like moonlighting theme song and stuff. Like, I don't know if I'll ever play that, but I'm not throwing this away.
Oh, please don't. I mean, I want to get a piano. I will hope that someday we can get one. The nice thing is there is a little like store down the street that does music classes that actually my neighbor owns. And so Ooh. If we stay in this house, at least maybe we can like just walk down the street and do piano lessons. Because if it's a thing that you can swing, you know, if you can fit into your life, I think it's just so good for kids. Mm-hmm. You know, it also music activates the same part of your brain supposedly as math.
Ooh.
So this is what I've been told. So I think it's just good altogether for kids. And it's just a great lifelong skill to be able to read music, you know?
Yeah. It's like one of those things that I haven't forgotten. I mean, I've gotten rusty, but – and speaking of my mom being a rock star, which I mentioned earlier, she's the one who taught me to play the piano and read music. So
Aww.
Yeah.
That's
shout
so sweet.
Out to my mama.
Yeah, we have guitars. And
that's cool.
The baby's room, I didn't want to – we had the guitars mounted hanging on the wall before it was the nursery when it was my office. And we just decided to make the nursery rock and roll themed because I didn't want to have to move the guitars.
I love
but
that.
But now he's doing his little like pointing and thing at the guitar. Ooh, so he actually cool. does want to play with – like we'll take him down and he likes to try to strum. Uh-huh. The problem is that he tries to get his hand up at the head of the guitar where the strings are wound up. And there's like little itty bitty bits of string that poke out, you know,
oh, yeah,
from where you wind
pokey.
It up. Mm-hmm. And they're very pokey. So I most of the time have to hold it like upright like it's a cello so he can't get to the head. But he just loves strumming
at it. He's
in high
school playing the electric guitar like a cello. His friends were like, dude, what's wrong with you? That's how I learned.
I want to get him a ukulele, maybe for Christmas.
That would be fun. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So not that he'll actually be able to play chords or anything, but it's harder for him to get injured or destroy it,
I think. Oh, cute.
Yeah. Well, that's so fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. What about you? What do you got this week?
I have a BFN.
Okay.
Which is naps interfering with all the fun activities. So my baby's on two naps right now, which is nice. And he's napping very well, which I don't want to look a gift horse in the mouth. You know, like he's mm-hmm. napping. Generally, he naps from like 9 or 9:30 to like 11-ish, you know, mm-hmm. and which is just fantastic. It gives me time to do things. And then he'll sleep in the afternoon from like 2 to 3 or 2 to 3:30, something like that. It's not we're on wake windows instead of an actual set schedule. So it varies. But inevitably, when I'm trying to look for stuff for us to do outside of the house to like get out and see other people, they're all at like 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the fun activities. I was looking for like a music class to go to, 10 a.m. I was looking for story time. They're all at like 10 a.m., 9:30, yep. 10 a.m.
They're and structured around kids that do one nap, I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm learning.
Yeah.
So I feel like we're not in activity land until we go down to one nap. But I don't want to go down to one nap until I absolutely have to.
Oh, I know. Like, I think it's hold coming on to those soon, two naps. Though.
Do you?
I think Ugh. So. I just saw a post on taking care of babies. Someone was like, when did they go down to one nap? And she was like, usually around 13 to 15 months. I was like, oh, that's far away. And then I'm like, no, my baby's like only 2 months away from that, which is terrifying.
And then I will say the flip side of the two naps is that it opens up your lunch hour.
Mm, that's true. Mm-hmm.
So I can go to lunch with people, but it also ends up being expensive.
Yeah,
going out to lunch and stuff. So anyway, I just feel like there's all these activities I'd love to do with him. And, you know, I feel like right now I'm not working as much. I'm taking little gigs here and there. But the idea is that, you know, I'm going to start working more once the garage is done. And so I wanted to like do stuff, go to swim lessons, mm-hmm. you know, that sort of stuff. And they're all during his freaking naps.
Oh, that's so annoying. Why? Why they got to do that to us? The patriarchy
know.
Keeping us at home, us mothers.
Yes. I will say that I feel like this is the one time I will say it's probably not the patriarchy.
Yeah, I highly doubt it is.
I mean, I like to accuse the patriarchy of almost everything, but this one seems like by women for women for the most part. So, yeah. But hopefully, I'm going to try to find some events and things we can go to. And I just keep seeing like moms posting on Facebook, like, we're going to do a meetup at the park, 10:30. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I can't.
Yeah.
Anyway. I guess just a few months ago complaining that he never napped, so I need to, like, bite my tongue.
It is a short-lived time in the baby's life, you know, that they've got the two naps. So it'll change soon, even though we will be sad to only have one nap. But it will probably be a longer nap, so you'll have more time all condensed.
That's nice. Time. Watch more TV with babies crying in it.
Yeah, there you go. Wait, look on the bright side.
Anyway, on that note, should we wrap it up for this week and get back to our adorable little babies?
I think we should. And if you guys have any gripe waters you want to share with us, or any BFPs or BFNs, you know we want to hear from you. We love hearing from you. Laura, where can they reach us?
We are on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at BFP Podcast. We also have a website, BigFatPositivePodcast.com. You can also send us a message by email, contact@BigFatPositivePodcast.com. We also have a Facebook community group. Just search for Big Fat Positive Community. It's a closed group, but ask to join. I will add you right away.
If you love the show, please spread the word. If you know any pregnant people, new parents, anyone you think would love the show, please let them know. And please rate and review us on whatever platform you listen. Big Fat Positive is produced by Laura Bierick, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Bye.